The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
The Last Word of Music, we're joined by Dee Reddy and John Cadell. Now, as it happens, last Friday, I was talking to somebody who's usually in a position to know these things because of the contacts that he has, and he said, you know, almost certain there was going to be third and fourth Oasis concerts announced this week because the demand was anticipated for the booking of tickets on Saturday will be so high that they'd sell out easily and then announce third and fourth gigs, and everybody who couldn't get tickets for the first and second will be able to get them then. I'm beginning to wonder if that's actually going to happen now for a couple of reasons. Well, the main reason is, how would you price the tickets if you were going to go and sell them for the third and fourth gigs after the debacle of what happened over the weekend? Would you apply dynamic ticket pricing? Would Ticketmaster do that, given the flack that it would actually get for doing it? Or might it, I know, saw Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, has said it should reflect on what had happened. I say the reflection Ticketmaster was making is, well, what wonderful profits we've made. Can we go and make similar profits again if we do something similar? John Cadell, what do you think is likely to happen? Is there likely to be third and fourth concerts now with ticket prices perhaps more fairly offered? Or would that enrage those who paid so far over the odds for the first and second concerts?
I would imagine that, yes, there will probably be another couple of concerts announced, and the pricing will be exactly the same as the first two. That would be my bet.
They'll just say, to hell with the begrudgers, we're just going to coin in the money, is it?
Well, you're speaking as though it's only Ticketmaster. Oasis are well aware, and their management are well aware of the pricing model for all of their concerts. It's done in conjunction with the artist and their management. So if anybody thinks that Oasis are blissfully unaware of the dynamic pricing that's going on in their on all of their gigs across the UK and Ireland, well, then what else do they not know about? There's no way that this was done against Oasis will. So I don't know where we go from here, from the point of view of people who just want to see the band, getting to see the band for a fair price. And it is jarring that a supposed working class band, a band of the people, have sort of stirred this up by the dynamic pricing that they have agreed to.
Well, there's various ways, Dee Reddy, that a band can get paid for doing a gig. They can take a flat fee, basically, yeah, and say, you pay us that, and then you can make whatever more you make on it. Or they take a percentage of whatever revenue can be pulled in by the ticket sales.
Absolutely. I mean, there doesn't really seem to be any argument here beyond just pure greed, like to get as much money as possible out of people, other rather than it being, here's a price that is fair for us to play for, fair for us to perform for, fair for everybody else that's involved in this, and everybody gets paid and everyone gets happy. This is just, and also, you know, the people that would say, and there's been a lot of them in the last few days, you know, it's supply and demand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the problem here is that the same people who own the supply are creating the demand by only releasing certain amounts or not telling people until they get to the checkout point that, in fact, the ticket is going to be hundreds, maybe, you know, possibly even in some cases more than that, than what they had originally logged on expecting to pay, and they've only a limited amount of time to make that decision. It's a really unfair system.
Well, this is another thing that's actually struck me as very interesting over the weekend, and this is where consumer protection, I think, should be brought in by the government. On Thursday's programme, I mentioned that word had come out that the tickets were going to be from €86.50, and I remember some people saying, oh, that's very cheap. And then it was wondering how many would be available at that price. It turns out there was relatively few of them available at that price, and that the price for a lot of those tickets went up quite dramatically because of the so-called dynamic pricing once a small amount had been sold. But surely there should be, and I think this is actually easily done, you don't need new legislation, you just need a new ministerial order to enforce that the advertisers of the price of tickets say what the range of prices is and how many tickets would actually sell at those prices. Now, that may restrict their ability to engage in dynamic pricing, but at least it's a far more honest way of letting people know what price it is they're likely to have to pay.
But who cares if it restricts their ability to engage in dynamic pricing? I mean, I don't think that dynamic pricing shouldn't be, like, it shouldn't be based on people that are the only ones that are able to see the algorithms. As you say, the only people that are able to see how many tickets at different tiers of ticket pricing are the people who are in charge of the Ticketmaster system. And it's gaming it away from the consumer. It's gaming it away towards from music fans. And it has such an awful effect, actually, on live music in general, because, you know, there's something lovely about going to a gig where other people at that gig are genuine, true fans of the artist, rather than people that, you know, maybe jumped on the bandwagon or just simply able to afford it. And that's the cool thing to be doing that summer.
I wonder as well, John, just how many people will actually end up regretting spending €400 plus on a ticket.
Nobody.
Usually to buy a pair of tickets. I mean, yeah. Again, another friend of mine was pointing out to me yesterday, there's an awful lot of people are likely to have put this cost on their credit card, and they could be spending months actually trying to clear their credit card because of this.
Well, I mean, if they didn't spend it on this, they'd have spent it on something else. I don't think anybody will be regretting the fact they paid this much for the tickets. The fact of the matter is they're getting to see Oasis on their reunion tour. And that will outweigh any sort of financial concerns that they may have in their head or any sort of buyer's remorse. Yeah, it's a hell of a price for a ticket, but it's going to be a hell of a concert. I'm not justifying the price at all, but I think people will. I think the main thing that people are thinking is that they now are actually going to go and see a reformed Oasis, and that's
that. Yeah. But at the same time, if you're standing there in the crowd, like I heard Dave Hanratty saying this on the podcast, you know, it'd be interesting if people were to ask the person standing next to them, how much did you pay for your ticket? Like if you're standing beside somebody that paid the advertised €86 and you paid €400 and you have the exact same experience, that is going to chafe.
Well, it's like ticket touting, isn't it? I mean, if you want to see a gig and like enough, you will pay whatever the going rate is, and it's the same. You could turn around to somebody in the queue and say, "How much did you pay? I paid €86.50. What about you? €500." You know, it's just, you know, people will pay as much as they think they'll need to pay in order to have the experience.
But John,
I'm not saying it's right for a second. I think.
But when Liam Gallagher was playing his tour last year, John. And or was it earlier this year when he went and he sang all of Definitely Maybe? Apparently, he couldn't sell out a lot of the venues, even around Ireland, at much lower prices. But as soon as you put Noel and Liam back together to sing exactly the same songs, people would pay over €400 for a ticket.
Well, yes, because it's Liam and Noel together as Oasis, and that is what people want to see. And even like Matty Healy from the 1975 made a very good point a few months back when he was asking them to get back together. He said, there's not one person who's going to a High Flying Birds gig or a Liam Gallagher gig who wouldn't much rather be at an Oasis gig. And that is the difference. The difference is that it's Oasis.
Okay, there's lots of comments coming in from listeners to 0874100102. I managed to get through to buying tickets after half an hour and went in to get the pitch tickets, but they wanted €415 per pitch ticket. Just couldn't justify paying €1,662 for four tickets. Another one says, once non-stop an ex, hasn't been seen since the announcement, hiding under his rock. Maybe he's just counting all the money. Another one says, dynamic pricing was used for the AC/DC tour, including Croke Park earlier this year. By the time the concert rolled around, it was all forgotten. It'll be the same for Oasis. Nothing will come of this. It's the future of concerts. Is it the future of concerts, Dee?
I think actually, Matt, that goes back to your earlier point that it doesn't have to be the future of concerts if we were to actually take action about it, or the minister was to take action about
it. No, I don't agree. I think people will just stop coming here if the government ruled dynamic pricing.
I disagree, John, because there's a class action lawsuit being taken against Ticketmaster for similar types of pricing in the United States. And so if the United States is able to go up against them for doing that, I don't see why more and more European countries wouldn't follow suit.
Possibly.
More comments. Isn't it amazing the two Gallagher lads who will pass comment and two cats fighting are suddenly silent? Oasis never purported to be the band of the people. They play rock and roll. They're not role models and never were. They're a rock band and that's all.
Fair enough.
This dynamic pricing does not exclusively apply to Oasis. Paul McCartney tickets were dynamically priced. I saw a single ticket up in the gods at a stadium priced to £450. This has existed for a long time. Why are the authorities only talking about it now? Another one, same problems glossed over for Taylor Swift and Coldplay. Some people paid €166 sitting next to others who'd paid €350 to €450 for Coldplay. Another one says, and yet again, dynamic pricing eliminates mid to low income households from enjoying the music they like. It's so discriminatory. So, By the way, John, were you at Coldplay?
I didn't make it in the end, but I saw lots of clips, and by all accounts, all four nights were just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I saw lots of stuff on Instagram, and a couple of people who'd been there were showing me this footage on their phones, which of course doesn't get near to the experience being there in the stadium. But yeah, by all accounts, it was just absolutely phenomenal. A couple of people in Today FM went as well, and they said it was just stunning.
By all accounts, is that okay? Dee, did you go there?
No, unfortunately, didn't get to Coldplay this time, Matt.
Did you, Matt?
I did.
Well, go on, then.
I was a bit underwhelmed by it all.
Why is
Were
that?
Were you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think Chris Martin has much charisma as a front man. It was all a bit twee, a lot of the stuff he was doing. I've never been a big fan of the music, and I was reminded of that when I was at the concert.
Why did you go?
I went because I was going with my family, who all wanted to go, so it was a family occasion, and I sort of regretted it. I mean,
somebody else probably would have... Were you there the Aslan night?
No, I was there last Friday night.
Okay.
And probably somebody else in the family would have more enjoyed the use of the ticket more than I did. And as I think somebody said, you know, sort of all the balloons and lights, it was like a big kids' show. I'm not taking it away from anyone who enjoyed it. And lots of people clearly loved it. As you said, all the reaction was phenomenal. But
so hang on
in
a
retrospect,
second.
It wasn't for me.
Let me get this right. You went to a concert of a band that you admit you don't like, including the frontman, the personality of the frontman and the music. You went to the concert and then didn't enjoy it.
Well, I went with an open mind, would you believe?
QED. I mean, if you've already got, like, if you've already made up your mind about the front man and your mind about...
No, I hadn't thought that beforehand. I hadn't actually had no real opinion of him until I saw him on the stage. I had no real opinion of that. I formed that opinion by watching him on stage, John.
Well, yeah, he is an overgrown student mixed with a geography teacher, and he writes on his own hand. So,
but John, some people enjoy the experience of going to a gig rather than the experience being something they have to put up with to see the band.
Well, I spoke to loads of people afterwards. In fact, John, I spoke to loads of Today FM listeners.
Yeah.
Lots of people chatting to them, and lots of them absolutely loved it, and I can understand that that's thing. And in fact, I was talking to one woman who has seen Coldplay on 15 occasions and loved it every bit as much as if she's toured all over the world watching them. So yes, I mean, I can fully understand people if that's their thing. Absolutely good for them. Just for me, I just didn't.
Do you not feel bad now, underwhelming. Taking a ticket for a very in-demand gig? Do you not feel bad taking a ticket from somebody who would actually...
I didn't take a ticket. I paid for the ticket.
Would you not have given it to somebody who would have enjoyed it, though?
Would you not, listening to what I just said a few minutes ago, that I regret not having given it to one of my my family members? You listen to me all before you come in to interrupt me.
So you left one of the family at home so you could go and not enjoy a gig?
Yeah, that's essentially probably it, yeah.
Jesus. Carry on.
Okay, but you know what? I won't go to Oasis.
Why not?
Well, I didn't buy a ticket anyway, did I? But I mean, if they do come back for third and fourth gigs, as I still think is a possibility, I'm not sure that I would spend a couple of hundred quid on an Oasis ticket.
Oh, they'll be hard.
It'd be interesting as well, I think, to see if the pricing is as dynamic as we're being told, because I don't think they could possibly generate the same demand with how many people have already gotten tickets, but also how kind of miffed a lot of other people are.
But also, bear in mind that Ireland was screwed from the get-go because the tickets for Croke Park went on sale an hour before the tickets for every single UK gig. So people who are terrified in the UK and across the world of not getting tickets to the UK dates obviously hedged their bets and went online for 8 o'clock. So Ireland, like, I'm surprised anybody I know got tickets because the world was online at 8 a.m. looking for tickets for two Croke Park gigs. Now, the other side of that is the Irish people obviously at 9 o'clock went to try and get tickets for the UK dates.
Yeah.
But when, you know, you have the entire Oasis fans of the world trying to log in for 160,000 tickets, you know, of course something was going to go wrong.
I was on a flight that was due to take off at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, and there were like all of the passengers, both UK and Irish, had their heads in their phones trying to complete a transaction before the plane got
some
going
chance
to
of
get
that.
Up in the air. Well, one person I was with did actually manage it, but when her husband had logged on, he was like 300 in the queue or something.
Okay, listener says, if you were disappointed by the extravagance of Coldplay, Matt, imagine how underwhelming it'll be watching two lads in raincoats just playing guitar. Picks of the week. We have to go to the picks of the week. Dee, what are you going for?
I am going with the new single from Maria Kelly. It's called Slump. It's out this Thursday, September 5th. This is ahead of her performance at Ireland Music Week at the Workman's Cellar on Thursday, October 3rd. But it's lovely.
I'm in a slump and I can't wake up. I've been feeling this way all week. God damn, I'm young enough. Maybe there's no need to worry. It's just the weight of every move that I make. It's scary. I pick a path, I go for that. Well, kind of barely. I'm in a slump and I can't wake up. I've been feeling this way all week. Don't think that I'll give up, but this bed is pretty comfy. I feel the weight of every step that I take. It's scary.
Okay, that's Maria Kelly and Slump. Now, John, for your pick of the week, you have a band that I absolutely love to listen to, either at home or as I've seen them once in concert, and they were terrific. Manic Street Preachers. Tell us about the new music.
Yeah, the new single was released last Friday. Their upcoming 15th album will be released, we think, in January or February. It'll be the first from them in 4 years. And if you've not heard it yet, here is the lead single, Decline and Fall.
That grows me, hasn't grabbed me straight off, John. Line and Fall by Manic Street Preachers.
I like the sort of Abbey-y piano there in the song. I like it. I like that.
Okay, there's
a
lot
of
more.
I think Bradfield really like Robbie Williams there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Robbie Williams, I saw once playing live in Lansdowne Road. He put on a great show.
Fantastic.
Some entertainer. He was brilliant.
Yeah.
So, lots more comments coming in. Matt, what the hell? I've no idea how you couldn't have enjoyed Coldplay. I went not being a huge fan, but my God, I was blown away completely. Another one says, are Coldplay concerts just a massive light show? Would the concert be as good without the lights?
Would Pink Floyd be as good without the lights?
Okay, another one says, I couldn't get a ticket and I've been so desperate to go, can't believe you didn't like it. I'm sorry. I'm just giving an honest opinion. And another listener says, I agree with you. I'm a huge fan of Coldplay. Said it would be amazing, but admitted it was the same show they played in 2017 with just a few different songs.
That's what every tour is. That's what every tour is.
Oh, I love this one. You're just jealous of Chris Martin as he's dead sexy and everybody absolutely adores him. I'm surprised, but you're entitled to your opinion. Thank you.
What?
And to finish, Dee Reddy and John Cadell, I love this comment from a listener. Bling back sleeping outside Ticketmaster outlets all night for the big gigs. See who the real fans
are. That's right. That's it. Did it numerous times over the years.
Okay.
Don't disagree.
Thank you very much, Dee Reddy and John Cadell.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.